Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome to the kitchen table. Yesterday we talked about the truth that you are created specifically and uniquely, and that plays into, in fact, it is a part of God's sovereign plan for your motherhood. And today we're going to look at the truth that it is His sovereignty that guards and protects you even in motherhood, and how He holds you with such high value. It is very easy for us to believe that someone else could do motherhood better than we can with our children. It is very easy for us to hear the lie from the enemy who whispers, "You're not enough. You'll never be what they need. That person over there or that thing over there, something else could or should be better." And He whispers for us to become discouraged, maybe to withdraw, to give up, to lose hope. But when we start this journey into motherhood, and we're going to be breaking down so much and looking at how we handle different ways that our children misbehave and behave and all the things about motherhood, if we're going to have a gospel view, a gospel filter over our eyes in everything we do, we have to embrace and stand confidently on the truth that our lives are sovereignly held by Him. That there isn't anything that is outside of His grasp. And that because our motherhood is held by Him, He is trustworthy in the days that are hard. That we can fully hope, not in ourselves, not in what we may bring to the experience of this day of motherhood, but instead our hope is secure because it is also held by Him. Every day we've been looking at key scriptures and grabbing one nugget that we can carry today. But before we get to our nugget, Matthew 10:29-31 says something. He says here, this is Jesus talking, and He says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you're of more value than many sparrows." Our God sovereignly holds and knows everything that is happening in our lives. And we are of high, high value to Him. But let's look at our truth. We're going to look where we're going to hang our heart today in Scripture. And that's Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. In this He says, "For by Him," talking about Jesus, "all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things," and here's our key nugget, "and in Him all things hold together." In Hebrews 1, verse 3, we kind of see a tag on. It's almost the same idea. It says, talking about Jesus, "He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power." Our motherhood is held together by Christ because Christ holds everything together. The entire universe is upheld by the word of His powers, what Hebrews 1 says. Here in Colossians, which is our nugget, it is in Him all things hold together. And for me personally, There have been so many days where I've had to stop in the chaos, especially of getting dinner ready in the evenings. To me, that was a hard, hard season for about 18 years where we were always having little children running around when I was trying to cook at 5 o'clock. And for some reason, I was short-tempered then, and most of my kids were whiny then, and it was hard. And in order to calm my soul and to reset my mind from panic laced with anger, laced with irritation and wanting to erupt, standing there and saying, "You hold it all together, God. You hold this all together. It feels very chaotic to me, but you hold it all together, and it's not to you. Help me to line up with the way you see this situation. And then help me to step into it, knowing you hold my motherhood." You see, you can't move your motherhood outside of God's hands. As much as you may think you have tried, as much as you may think your failures would denote that your motherhood is outside of God's hands, it's not. And instead, he is inviting you to return like the prodigal son did. And what did the prodigal son experience? He thought he was just going to get the dregs and be able to like sleep with the servants and hopefully get some crumbs from the table. And instead, his father ran to him and threw a party. So I want you to know something today. Your God holds your motherhood. And if you feel like you've messed it up, he is simply asking you to return. He is ready to throw the biggest party and help restore peace and harmony in the midst of chaos and even destruction that you may have caused or experience, like circumstances may have caused. Your God holds your motherhood, and you can trust him with that. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other warrior mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.